Okay, so years ago I was working on a research project and somebody said to me, well, what's the theory that underlies this particular work? And I said, well, I don't really have a theory so much as I have a rumor. I've always liked rumors. So about 3 years ago, in fact, immediately after I was tenured, I decided I would spread one. So I wander around campus and I'd see, you know, someone I knew from the religion department or someone I knew from art history, and I'd say to them, well, what's your thoughts on this new digital humanities that I'm starting on campus? And they'd say, well, tell me about that. So I said, well, you know, I don't really know all that much, but, you know, I hear the library's involved and it's going to sort of do this. And I said, yeah, really? Well, keep me in the loop. Oh, sure, I'll let you know over here anymore. And so I knew it kind of started snowballing when I meet someone and ask them the same question. They'd say, oh, yeah, I heard something about that. And then they'd parrot back to me some of the things I'd been making up before. And then new faculty would be hired and they'd come to me and they'd say, somebody told me to come and talk to you about this. It sort of got out of control when I found myself sitting in a room with three deans, and they said to me, well, we hear you're the person who can brief us on this new digital humanities center. I said, you know, it's really just a rumor. and so this is where they said to me, well, you know, we need to make this a reality. So we've been working for a while now to really get this formally going. And there are three different deans involved, plus the dean of the university libraries, to move this on. And one of the reasons that people got really excited about this, even when it was just a rumor, is that there's a real need for a thing like this on our campus in particular, mainly because there's no place that supports collaborative research and interdisciplinary education among the humanities. And if you throw in the sciences and the social sciences into this mix, there's just nothing there. I have lots of examples of the need for this. One of my favorites, which I know Tom will appreciate, is from December 2009, where I ran into somebody from history who teaches one of the archives courses there. And she said that there was this new piece of software she really wanted to use, didn't know if I heard of it, called Omeka. And she wanted to use it in her class, but she couldn't find anybody who could help her install it on a server, and she couldn't do it herself, so she had to give up. I said, you know, if only I had known, I've had my students playing with Omeka all semester long on one of my servers, and your students could have used it. And there's just not that, as someone that I see once a year or twice a year, there's no place to share these sorts of ideas, and there's no place to share these kinds of resources. So we have some very broad goals. Go on to the next slide. Try using the arrows, maybe. There you go. Our overwhelming focus on this, what I keep sort of throwing out there, is this first line there, supporting knowledge creation as a distributed activity in digital environments. And this focus allows us to explore or to push for very broad, very interdisciplinary research questions, research areas. The three examples I put up there are actually three examples from the iSchool of projects that are going on, looking at how do we improve the understanding of the life cycles of virtual scientific teams that happen to be distributed across multiple institutions and multiple disciplines? How do students work together with instructors to co-create their online learning environments using individualized learning tools? How do we evaluate the data quality of co-constructed knowledge that people have created through libraries, archives, and museums through collaborative tagging, et cetera, et cetera? Now, I'd argue that the connecting link between all these areas is the idea that knowledge creation in the 21st century is not limited to a single organization or individual, but requires new models that support the co-construction of distributed digital knowledge. And a lot of the things that we've been talking about here, about the tensions that we face, I see when I go around and talk to people about these ideas and toss out projects like this. I mentioned this before. One of the first things people say to me is, oh, so you're building digital collections? Or, oh, can you make me a digital exhibit? These sorts of things. Yes and no. If we're going to get past this, I appreciate that this people have been saying this all day, but this faculty research staff service type dichotomy, I think we're trying to focus on bringing together people from diverse backgrounds to solve common problems. And so the distinction really becomes between supporting faculty research and providing a home for collaborative research among tenure stream faculty, non-tenure stream faculty, students, staff. And Kay and I, in fact, were just talking about this during the break, this challenge of supporting a culture of collaborative research and the changing nature of interdisciplinary projects within these sorts of centers. And one of the things that I find particularly fascinating here is that much of this work isn't centrally located, but distributed that we have, we're trying to reach out to people in a lot of different areas and try to bring them together. I'm working on a whole bunch of different projects. A lot of my co-PIs are working on a lot of different projects all throughout these different departments. How do we bring these projects together and learn from each other and share the load here? In many ways, it speaks to transcending disciplinary boundaries. On to the final slide. The two big areas that I keep pushing are collaborative research and interdisciplinary education. Tanya, you and I were talking at lunch about the Ringling Museum down in Sarasota. Florida State University has partial ownership, I suppose, of the Ringling Museum in Sarasota. Unfortunately, it's a museum that's 350 miles away from the main campus in Tallahassee, which is hard to do a lot of collaborative projects.
You could send me down.
I tried to get our dean to move the entire School of Library and Information Studies down there. I thought that would be very nice. I know some of the people in this room have been there. It's a beautiful facility. There are a lot of different people on campus doing work with the Ringling on a lot of digital projects, and there's no real coordination on those projects there. And some sort of coordination would be very helpful for the university, for the museum. Interdisciplinary education, obviously a big thing with the iSchools. We're looking to produce LIS students who can work across libraries, archives, and museums. OCLC years ago won the prize for the best way of solving this problem, which is their report that they released titled Beyond the Silos of the Lambs. And part of what is making the development of this really challenging is that this center is wrapped up with the development of a new information commons on campus. Part of the support from the deans who really want to make this happen say, well, we're building a new information commons. It's in the planning stage here. It's going to go online in probably 2013, and we'll give you space in this center. Space in this commons. You just need to put the center together by then so that we have all the people involved and everything ready to go. So that's sort of where we're heading towards in terms of having an actual physical existence, but we're working in a very distributed fashion right now. But working within this planning area can be very challenging as well. So to sum up then, what we're really trying to do is build this strong base of collaborative research among the faculty, and that is a fascinating goal because in principle everyone's very supportive of this, and then sometimes when you're trying to get people to work together who don't necessarily have a history of working together in the past, you run into challenges. And two, we're really trying to get the users of these different projects, and in particular the students, actively involved. One of the things that we really see a center like this, especially in an information commons that's going to be very student-focused, one of the benefits there is to help students see that one of the primary roles of the university is in knowledge creation, and that they themselves don't have to be the passive recipients of knowledge, but that they can be actively involved in the creation of new knowledge. And these digital humanities centers, I think, have a huge opportunity, and they're already doing it, obviously, of involving students in this research and helping the students see that they can bring knowledge along to the next level. I'll stop there.
Okay, and we should move along fairly quickly.
Thank you.
Is this yours?
Yeah, can you go to full screen on it in the slideshow? Yeah. Thanks.